Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is to get in the habit of asking how you can help. When you're not face-to-face, you want to over-communicate in general. One nice way to do that, and to stay top of mind for people, is to ask how you can support others in their work. When you're working in physical proximity to your boss, your colleagues, and your direct reports, you can pick up on a lot. You overhear phone conversations. You notice body language and facial expressions. You see who's meeting with whom. All this gives you insight into whether people are happy or whether they're struggling. And this isn't the case when we're working remotely, as many people are these days. We don't have the same opportunities to see for ourselves if others are making progress. It's slightly harder to have those casual, "How's it going?" interactions that then pave the way for real requests for help. And let's face it, many of us need help right now. People are being called upon to do their work in new ways, and often without the usual supports. You may have worked in youth development since your first job as a camp counselor, but your teens have always been right in front of you, not scattered in apartments throughout the city. You may have worked in corporate training for decades, but you've always had an IT person sitting right next to you to manage the technical aspects of webinars. Or maybe you started a new job in February. You've not really even met the people you're now working with virtually. So you're basically figuring out everything from responsibilities to corporate culture on the fly. You'd probably appreciate someone reaching out to ask how they could help about now, right? So do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Reach out to people in your professional circles, and especially those you supervise, to ask how you can help. Don't assume that others will ask. Asking team members what they need is the most efficient way to get them the right resources. It's also an efficient way to keep them happy and productive. Someone might not volunteer that he and his wife are splitting childcare duties and that your asking for 10 a.m. calls is a huge source of tension in the household. But if you ask about scheduling, you can figure out that setting calls at noon is perfectly fine. And if you're neutral between 10 a.m. and noon, well, wow, big win. You can build time into any conversation to ask about how you can best support people's work. Your interest in helping is also a great reason to reach out to people in general. You can build connections and make existing ones stronger. As you reach out to your network to offer help, you might learn that a former colleague has started a project to build face shields for medical workers with a 3D printer. You can then contribute through the GoFundMe page. A former client might be looking for a new job, and this gives you the opportunity to personally pass along the resume to the right person. Of course, if you ask how people can help, people will probably ask the same of you. So be prepared with an answer. Even if you don't need anything immediately, you can ask for people's practical tips for virtual work or recommendations for good books or podcasts to listen to as you're isolating. We're all in this together. And when we reach out openly and generously to find out where others are struggling, we can troubleshoot challenges together, find resources when we need them, and get better outcomes for everyone. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.